When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, let's check in on the other NFC contenders on Saturday. Jared Goff threw five TDs in the Lions' blowout win over the Broncos. Detroit is now one win away from clinching the division. Let's go. Sunday, the Niners took care of business against the Cardinals to maintain control of that one seed. San Francisco has won six in a row, the longest active streak in the NFL. And up north in Buffalo, the Cowboys outclassed by the Bills, losing by 21. Dallas is now 3-4 on the road this season and drops to the five seed for the time being. All right, First Take fam, we want you to get involved. The QR code is going to pop up on your screen, and we want your vote. Weigh in on this next debate. Here is the question for you at home and for you, Stephen A. Did Dak play himself out of the MVP convo?
Hell yeah, without question. I got three ass kickings that took place this year. Not lost, Shannon. Ass kickings. Arizona, ass kicking. San Francisco, ass kicking. And, of course, yesterday, ass kicking. Now, again, that loss wasn't necessarily his fault. But when I got those three losses against you, and I combined that with the way Lamar Jackson, Christian McCaffrey, and Brock Purdy have played, there's nothing to discuss here. You can't possibly give Dak Prescott an edge over any of the three that I just mentioned in light of how they're playing and how their teams are looking. Right now, it appears one could easily make the argument that the San Francisco 49ers and the Baltimore Ravens are on a collision course to meet in the Super Bowl. You could easily make that argument. I'm not saying it's going to happen.
I think they play Christmas Eve or Christmas Day.
You could easily make that argument. All right. And then not only do they play Christmas Day, the MVP in terms of Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson balls out in that game in Miami. We all know he's going to get that MVP if he balls out in those two games. There's no question about that. But I'm looking at it from the standpoint that, wait a minute, Dak Prescott's not part of that equation. Not when most of your body of work has come against the likes of the Giants, the Patriots, the Carolina Panthers, the Commanders, not the Commodores. Not the Commodores. Hello, is it me you're looking for? Not the Commodores. I'm talking about the Commanders. Okay?
He's the worst person ever.
And all not when it's coming against those people, that's not going to work. Okay, that's your resume, all right? And when you look at the competition that San Francisco has gone against and who they beat in bum rush, both Philadelphia and Dallas, I might add, along with the Seattles of the world, along with the Jacksonvilles of the world and others, I don't think there's any way around it. Dak Prescott is not a part of this. I mean, unless you're talking top five. I'm talking top three. He's not a part of the equation anymore.
Is this me? I agree with what you said, Stephen A., and you mentioned butt whippings. All butt whippings aren't created equal. You know, if your grandma or your mom beat you in public, it hurts a little bit more because everybody got an opportunity to see it as opposed to you getting your butt whipped at home. And see, that's what happened with Dak Prescott. We saw him in San Francisco. What happened? We saw him last night. What happened? So these games in which he's playing, which they're losing, is one thing to lose, but it's another thing to get shellacked and not play well, because now the voters, you know, you can say, well, the voters, this game is nationally televised. It's going to 90% of the country. So they get an opportunity to see what you're doing or what you're not doing. I believe so. I believe he's played himself out of the top three. I believe it's Purdy and McCaffrey. I think Lamar is probably in third place because I don't know if his numbers. I get it. It's still a numbers game. Yes, your team has to win, but it's still a numbers game. And I don't think Lamar has 20 touchdown passes yet.
It's 17, yeah. Dak, first of all, was very much so not the reason they lost that game yesterday.
I said that. Why are you bringing that up as if somebody didn't say that?
So how could he have played himself out of the MVP conversation?
In other words, because of the way collectively, last time I checked, you told me it was a team game.
Yeah.
The way that the team played and the way that they performed, removes him from the equation because of how Lamar and Brock Purdy and McCaffrey has played and how their team is winning. How do you not understand this?
Stephen A.
Stephen A.
So he,
go ahead, Shannon. Stephen A., I'm just trying to figure out. He's not the reason that they lost. So why is he in the MVP discussion? He's the reason they win. So when they win, he's the reason why. But when they lose, he's not?
No, Shannon, that game was an anomaly in many ways of how it went. Here's my question. Who was the leader for the MVP race in your guys' eyes at 4 o'clock yesterday?
I came on the air last Monday and Tuesday, Stephen. And what did I say? I said, I think it's a dead heat, maybe a nose to Brock Purdy. That's what I said.
Right. Now, with Brock Purdy and Dak? I had Dak in the lead.
I said,
if Josh Allen wins this game, he's going to take the lead in for Buffalo. He didn't do anything yesterday, so I can't say that today. But you mean to tell me that Brock Purdy and Dak Prescott are neck and neck last week in your guys' eyes?
Yes, were.
Shannon, let me take this.
Go ahead.
So. I mean, you got long legs. You're tall. You know how to run. Okay, I'm quite sure. So you're in a track.
How tall are you? 6'5"?
I don't know how to run. So
you're in a track race, right?
Yes, sir.
And you in the lead, right?
Yes, sir.
Right? But then you stop, and everybody else keep going.
Why would
Here's my analogy. The point is, Dak Prescott hit a stop sign yesterday.
No.
Purdy,
no.
McCaffrey, and Lamar Jackson did not.
No.
How do you not understand that? Here's
the analogy.
How do you not understand
that? We're a 4x1 team, and I'm racing versus you.
I don't know what about 4x1.
You know, 4x1.
And I got to race against someone who's significantly faster, the Buffalo Bills, right. And you get to race against somebody who's not fast, a 3-win team in the Arizona Cardinals.
You don't get to make that argument when I can make the argument that the reason you were an MVP candidate to begin with is because you were running against people considerably slower.
You had him at MVP.
All right, because.
So now you're discrediting MVP.
I'm not discrediting it. What I'm saying is, based on what we transpired yesterday, because it's fluid, and the season moves on, the fact of the matter is Purdy, McCaffrey, and Lamar Jackson showed out yet again on a weekend that Dak Prescott stunk up.
But that doesn't take him out of the conversation.
Yes, it does. It's not about what he did wrong, because he really didn't do it. It was really his defense. It's about what they did right and how they elevated themselves.
But they take the lead. To say he's out of the conversation.
Well, I said the conversation is the top three. If you're talking top five, yeah. But he's not ahead of those three we mentioned. Me and Shannon mentioned McCaffrey, Purdy, and Lamar Jackson.
Hold on. Now you're saying he's just out of the top three. He's no longer out of the conversation?
I'm saying he's not. That's what I said, Dan.
No, Shannon said that.
No, I said that. I said I got him top five, not top three.
His next two games are against Miami, which will be.
I said I have him top five, not
right.
top
he's
not three.
All right, you
Dan,
clarify?
Dan,
you clarify?
Dan,
I clarify?
Dan,
we got to run it. We got to run that.
Unless he throws 12, 13, 14 touchdowns with zero picks and Brock Purdy stinks up the joint, he's not going to overtake Brock Purdy. Do you believe Brock Purdy is about to step off a cliff? Yes or no?
No.
Okay,
no.
Then. He ain't catching Brock Purdy. So we can have a conversation. We could have a conversation between steak and grilled chicken and broccoli.
Lamb chops. Lamb chops.
But they're not the same, Dan. They're not the same.
I can't even believe he knows about lamb chops. Lamb chops are phenomenal.
Can I give Stephen A. my gift now? Do we have time to do that?
I mean, Sam, do we have time to do it?
Sam, we got Dan, time to
you, you ain't going to want it, Stephen A.
Shannon.
Here's the beats. Let's see what America thinks of our question. Let's pull up. Let's get those poll results right now. Okay, so can Dak Prescott still win the MVP?
That was a clearly Cowboy voters. That is ridiculous.
80% say no.
That nobody answered that damn question about Cowboy fans. That is a ridiculous response.
They're right. They're agreeing with us.
Can Dak still win the MVP?
No, he cannot
still win the MVP.
Oh, gosh. Stephen A, they agree with us. God. They agree with us, Stephen A.
I'm missing no. I think yes is usually on the left side.
Okay, yes, I agree. They went no first, Jack.
They agree with us, Stephen A. They're with us.
I missed the no, Shannon. I missed the no. It's usually on the right instead of the left.
Okay, settle down.
Go ahead.
Dan, time for your present.
All right, so Stephen A. sent my wife and I, per the bet, first class flight. to Rayo's Fridays ago.
Yep. Got us a reservation. Famous Italian restaurant in the city.
Famous Italian
Hard
restaurant.
To get into.
Unbelievable experience. Iced tea was there.
Wow.
Took a picture with iced tea.
That's sick.
The food is tremendous.
Did you post it?
Did I post it? No. I'm trying not to, you know. Anyway, sent us there, paid for the bill, all that. So I just wanted to give you just a token. You got to open it and read it right now. Okay?
Oh, Lord.
It's a token of my appreciation, my wife and I, for you getting us to Rayo's.
Amazon gift card.
Hey, I love Amazon.
It says thank you. Your hand right in the suspect there. Boss man, can't begin to express my wife's thank you for last Friday night. And oh, good Lord, your handwriting is terrible.
All right.
And Rayo's experience. Once in a lifetime. You're one of
a kind.
You're one of a kind. And
next time
thank
we should
you.
Practice
thank
and read the gift ahead of time.
Could you read this writing? I mean, my goodness.
Yeah.
Here's the gift here. What is this? A Dan Orlovsky. What is it? Is this you? Dan Orlovsky card. This is what he said.
Man, I told you Stephen A was a bull job. Didn't I tell you it was a bull job, Stephen A?
Didn't I tell you, Shannon? Look, you told me, Shannon. You see this, man? Right here.
You ain't gonna want it. I told you that.
Shannon, it's signed.
It's signed. Orlovsky's first taste of NFL action occurred in week 2 versus the Bears when he completed 2 of 6 passes for 20 yards. I'm going to hold on to this.
Stephen A. said you're one of the good ones, and we owe you forever.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it, man. I'm glad you had a good time. I'm glad you had a good time.
You haven't sent my wife and I to dinner.
Oh. It was really for the wife. It was really
Stephen
for the wife. Cause
Stephen
for the
A. Team. What's make up, sure you keep that. Make sure you keep that card on you. So when next time a quarterback plays bad, say that man put up Orlovsky numbers.
That's right.
That man put up. He already had it. He put up Orlovsky numbers.
That's what we do, Shannon. That's what we do. Bam, bam,
I
right
see
there.
Miles, look at that thing.
We gonna hold on to that. We gonna hold on to that. Absolutely.
That man had a D.O. game. He had a D.O. game.
I love it.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code FIRSTTAKE and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. This U.S. promotional offer not available in D.C., Mississippi, North Carolina, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 for New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. First bet offer for new customers only. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Shopping for Mother's Day is always a challenge because you wait until the last minute. But Macy's Gift Finder makes it incredibly fast and easy to find the right gift just in time for Mother's Day. Whether you're shopping for your sister's first Mother's Day or your fashionista mom who loves to make a statement, Macy's Gift Finder has so many great gift ideas that you can easily pick out something special to celebrate them both. You can shop by price, anywhere from $25 and under to $100 and under. You can also sort by categories like fragrance, handbags, and more. Or gift lists, like for the mom who has everything. Pre-wrapped gifts or gifts for grandma. Find top brands like Studio Pro Model Beats headphones, Polaroid cameras, Samsung smart TVs. So what are you waiting for? Mother's Day's May 12th, and it'll be here before you know it. Macy's has the perfect gift guide to make picking something for mom easy this year. Head to Macy's.com/giftfinder today. That's Macy's.com/giftfinder. Thanks so much for listening to the pod and have a fabulous day.
It is 7:16 West Coast time. If this man, Brandon Staley, has a job by 9:30, I'm disappointed. He should be gone today. Done. Over.
Okay. You called this, Stephen A., and you actually got the timing exactly right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he deserves it. Goodbye.
From the future?
He was awful. The bottom line is Justin Herbert is your quarterback. He was a .500 team. He's a .500 coach.
We know that he blew five games, lost five games by 3 points or less. Eight times in his career as a head coach, he's blown, you know, leads in the fourth quarter. I mean, you know, one-score games. He's been awful in that regard. And to me, what resonates with me, and I don't mind saying this, and I know it makes people uncomfortable, but I could give less than a damn. Anthony Lynn was there before him. He had a better record. They let him go. And I get to listen, Sean McVay and others, phenomenal coach. This dude was there for 1 year riding the coattails of Aaron Donald and Jalen Ramsey. And all of a sudden, he gets a head coaching job against numerous other qualified candidates, white and black. And as far as I'm concerned, the Chargers blew this season. They should have fired him the second he lost the 27-0 lead to the Jacksonville Jaguars in the playoffs last year. And they damn sure should have fired him earlier this season. They waited too long, and they waited, and they wasted yet another season.
Another quick take. The Bears almost beat the Browns as time expired, but Darnell Mooney was unable to catch his Hail Mary pass from Justin Fields. Shannon, does Mooney need to haul that in?
Yes. You can't draw it up any better, because he's what we call the trail. Because everybody go to the back. They're taught to knock it down. He's in the ideal position. The ball hits him in his chest. What more do you want? You're sitting down. You don't have to stand. You just get to take a seat. The ball hit him in his chest, and he missed an opportunity for something. They would have been talking about this for the next 30 years in Chicago, and he blew it. Absolutely, he should feel bad about this.
Dan, I got one for you. The Rams won and got back to 500, currently sit at 7th in the NFC right now. Dan, who would you root for if Matthew Stafford went back to Detroit to face the Lions in the playoffs?
Uh-huh, yeah.
That's a tremendous question. If they go on the road and have to play in Detroit.
You're rooting for Detroit.
I think I'm.
They're going on the road. What you mean if they have to?
I think I'm rooting for Detroit. Detroit.
Yeah.
Stafford had his run.
You hear that, Matt? You hear that, Kelly?
I don't know. Maybe Matthew can throw for 400 and lose on field goal.
Maybe he'll come on vacation with Dan Campbell and his family.
Nope. I just want Matt and Kelly Stafford to hear what you're saying. That's all.
Shannon, why are you doing that to me, Shannon? You're doing this to me so much today. I told you a month ago, don't let him get the playoffs.
If you dish it, you got yourself to take it. Rams. Called first take, my friend.
Rams are dangerous.
All right, let's
Very
keep going.
Dangerous.
Week
Very
18
dangerous.
Versus San Francisco.
Oh, now you're on the Rams bandwagon?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, LA.
Yeah.
Late to the party.
There's a quarter.
Tua and the Dolphins swam their way through the Jets in dominant fashion yesterday, despite Tyreek Hill not even playing after losing 32-0. The Jets have been eliminated from playoff contention for the 13th consecutive season, extending the longest active playoff drought across the NFL, NBA, NHL, and MLB. Honestly, it's so sad when we think about all the hype we had with Aaron Rodgers coming to this team and, unfortunately, him getting hurt. Stephen A., are the Dolphins really this good, or are the Jets just that bad?
Jets are really this bad. They're really, they're pretty damn awful. I'm not going to hold this against Saleh too much. It was a bad day yesterday. It was awful. And if yesterday is indicative of the entire season, that would be different. But there have been many times this season where we've looked at the Jets defense and we've said they're pretty impressive. They just can't score points to save their damn life. Zach Wilson is a huge problem. He shouldn't be on this roster. He shouldn't be a backup. He should be gone. Having said all of that, I'm looking at Douglas, the GM. Why was Zach Wilson on this roster? Why was he the backup? What did you do? This comes a point in time where we have to look at the roster assembled and what have you, and we have to say, we understand that Aaron Rodgers went down, but my God, did you have to look this bad? And this is what the New York Jets are. The offensive line is trash. Their quarterback is trash. And so when you look at it from that perspective, what hope do the receivers have? What hope did the defense have? I think what you're looking at with the New York Jets is a team that is so incredibly disappointed. They came into the season with such lofty expectations. Aaron Rodgers gets hurt on the fourth play of the season offensively for them. Shannon and I were at that game together, all right? You get hurt then. And then you turn around, and despite how elite your defense is and the expectations that came with it, week after week after week, you see that you can't score a damn point and that your quarterback is just not good. had no business being the number two overall pick and what have you. And that's, we have to look at Douglas and what you assemble for this roster. If anybody should be on the hot seat, it should be him. Salah ain't too damn far behind, but I'd give him an opportunity to have a quarterback because he hasn't had one yet since he's been with the New York Jets. That's Douglas's job to find him one. That's not his job, and he hasn't had one. And I think that's what the problem is.
Steven, I agree with everything that you said. I think the thing is what they were hoping for Zach Wilson is that Aaron Rodgers would get a couple of years up under his belt. Right. Zach Wilson wouldn't have to play for 2 years, and he'd gain valuable experience through that. But that didn't happen. But when I look at this Jets roster as quarterbacks, you mean to tell me that Zach Wilson and Trevor Siemian are better than Cam Newton? And I'm not saying Cam, not the 2015 Cam Newton, but 2017, 2018 Cam Newton better than both of them jokers. You can't convince me otherwise. The Jets are that bad. Now, I'm not saying Miami isn't good. I think they're a good team. I don't think they're great. We haven't seen them beat anybody of merit yet. We'll see what happened with the Broncos, their final record. But thus far, when they step up in competition, they fall down. But the Jets are horrible. The Jets are horrible, and you're not winning because the quarterback is the one position that you can't hide. You can hide a corner. You can hide an offensive lineman. You can hide a lot of positions. But the guy that touches the ball on average 60 to 70 times a game, you can't hide him because of what a defense will do. They'll make you play him. They'll make you make him an active participant in the game and not a cheerleader. Years before, D.O., you remember, you could run the football. You could disguise your quarterback. But the NFL, the way they opened the game up and basically forced you to throw it, you can't hide him any longer. So it's the Jets being pathetic, being putrid, and they're that bad. Miami's okay, but this is all about the Jets, not the Dolphins.
Yeah, Miami's a really good football team. Obviously, two big games coming up with both Dallas and the Baltimore Ravens. Here's what I don't understand about the Jets. What's the answer next year? There's no way that presently constructed, they think they can just roll it out next year. And the only thing that's going to be added is going to be Aaron Rodgers. There's no way. I'm watching Joe Flacco in Cleveland without their starting quarterback, running back, and both tackles play awesome. And have they're sitting at 9-5. Because of Kevin Stefanski, who should be at the very top for Coach of the Year. There's no way that the Jets could sit here and think, well, just because there's a couple injuries on our offensive line, we'll just put Aaron Rodgers in there and we're just going to be just fine next year. We're going to be the Super Bowl team that we were expected to be. I thought this team would contend for the Super Bowl. And as I've watched, yes, Zach Wilson hasn't played. This team and this organization has to be very honest about who is overlooking every aspect of the football team. Let me be very clear. I think Joe Douglas has done a good job. I think Robert Saleh is a good coach. Watch this offense and tell me schematically they're ever given advantage.
Okay, well, that's Nathaniel Hackett.
No, that's okay. Aaron Rodgers. Why is Nathaniel Hackett hired?
Because Hackett is there because of Rodgers. And okay. I get that part. But I'm going to still say Hackett for this reason. Okay, if you're a football franchise, you gotta anticipate that your 39-year-old quarterback might get hurt. This is football, after all, okay? You got to anticipate that. What the hell do you have as a backup plan schematically? We saw the job this man did in Denver. We lamented how Sean Payton called him out and got on him, and we thought that was classless on Sean Payton's part. But nobody said he was false.
But here's my pushback on that, Stephen A., though. Here's my pushback on that.
Go ahead.
3 years ago, Tom Brady won the Super Bowl for Tampa Bay. He was like 42 years old, okay? Patrick Mahomes' backup is 10 years older than he was, Chad Henne. Chad Henne was like 38 or 39, won a couple big games last year. So it can't just be that, oh, well, the starting quarterback, they had a plan. Aaron was going to play. Zach Wilson was going to sit. They didn't want to give up on Zach Wilson because they believed that he was talented. He was never supposed to play.
They didn't want to give up on him because they wanted to justify their own egos. They picked him with the number two overall pick, and they were sitting up there and saying, let's validate it. Remember, you had Flynn, who was paid $12 million in a contract
for Seattle.
In Seattle years ago, and Pete Carroll drafted Russell Wilson and said, wait a minute, in training camp, this brother's better. We got to go with that. We got to reverse course and do that. It's very rare that you see that in the National Football League on far more occasions. You both know this better than me. On far more occasions, what we see are executives trying to validate the pick they made to make themselves look right, as opposed to saying, we made a mistake, let's change course.
For me, it's all forward, though. Like, for me, because I look at it this way, Shannon. Whoever's really calling the shots there, I would imagine it's Woody Johnson, the owner. It's maybe Joe Douglas. How much do they actually believe when Aaron Rodgers says to them, Nathaniel Hackett's going to be great with me next year? That's the reality, because that's the only thing that they could hope on.
Why wouldn't you believe it? Because Aaron Rodgers is great. You would anticipate you giving him the benefit of the doubt.
I'm watching what Minnesota's doing with their backup, what Cincinnati's doing with their backup. I'm watching all these other teams with better. Now, offensive line hasn't been great. I'm aware of all that. But I just watch the games. I go, my goodness, it's so schematically poor.
They wanted Aaron so bad, they listened to everything he said. Yes. He wanted Hackett, they got Hackett. He wanted Alan Lazard, they got Alan Lazard. He wanted Randall Cobb, they got Randall Cobb. Sure. So they listened. And you mentioned those other guys. I remember Chad Henne. But here's the thing. You always have to assume, if the guy gets injured, could the guy that's waiting in the wings, could he go in and win us three or four games? And that's what Chad Henne, because I remember Chad Henne came in, if I'm not mistaken, against Jacksonville last year when Patrick Mahomes hurt his ankle.
Shout out to
Chad. He put together a 98-yard scoring drive that really flipped the game in their favor. So that's what happens. You always, if you got a backup, it needs to be able to function if the starter goes out.
And then we also got to take into, listen, as the non-football player talking here, we got to take this into consideration. Well, it's pretty damn hard when you wide receivers, you tight ends, you out there running routes, knowing you'll never get the ball.
Yeah, it's tough. The Jets average under 2 yards per game, in case you're wondering.
Wow.
2 yards per game?
Yeah.
Game. Per kick.
2 yards per game. Play. Sure.
Per play.
Yeah. What did I say?
You said game. G-A-M-E.
Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. You can now stream the most MLB games on DirecTV without a satellite dish. Yes, catch the clutch hits, strikeouts, grand salamis, web gems, with nothing on your roof. So whoever's up there, whether it's roofers, Santa, birds, old-time chimney sweepers, moody teenagers, thrill-seeking raccoons, you name it, they won't find a satellite dish, but you will find your MLB games on DirecTV. That means DirecTV is your home for baseball this season. Root with nothing on your roof. Yes, stream your team. Call 1-800-DIRECTV or visit directtv.com to sign up today. Claim based on the total games carried on sports networks. Sports availability varies by zip code and requires choice package. Thanks so much for listening to the First Take pod. Have a fabulous day.
Brought to you by the Capital One Venture Card. Earn unlimited double miles on every purchase every day, and you can use those miles on any travel purchase. Plus, earn unlimited 5x miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel. Your next trip is closer than you think with the Venture Card from Capital One. Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Quick pick. Let's get it. Danielson, like father, like son. Check out the Chip and Birdie by Tiger's son, Charlie.
He's so good.
What do you
think? He's got in the mannerisms. They continue to show up. Like the pump fake. He's so tight. I hope this guy becomes like one of the faces of golf. But all the young players. Kuchar's son is unreal. Annika Sorenstam's kid was awesome. There's a lot of young.
Happy Tiger looks.
Yeah.
That's what I was going
to say.
I've never seen him look so elated.
I've seen him look elated when he was winning those Masters. But he was definitely, listen, his son is something special to behold. It's really special to see Tiger Woods out there healthy playing, because I don't think that he'll ever be the same because of the physical accidents.
Yeah.
That walk in the course for 4 days. But to see his son, the mannerisms almost identical to his, if not completely identical to his, it's a beautiful thing to watch. It's a beautiful thing to see. And his son can play.
Are you a golfer?
No. His son can play.
We'll keep it going.
You're not either. You're not a golfer either, Dan. You're not on the tour, so you're not a golfer.
Shannon, are you a golfer?
No.
He got too many muscles for golf.
And anybody that's not on the tour is not a golfer. Yeah. People that golf are on the tour.
You're not on the tour, okay? He's just setting you straight. He's on.
Shannon, it's a hobby. It's
a hobby. Cowboy fan to me today.
It's a hobby.
It's a hobby.
Okay.
No, I'm a golfer.
No, you're not.
Okay. It was not a fun day to be a part of Broncos Nation.
Oh, man.
Sorry. Russell Wilson and company fell 42-17 to the Lions, and Sean Payton let his quarterback have it on the sidelines. Coach Payton was asked about the sideline encounter postgame.
Did you want him to wait so that you could?
No, I said the frustrating part of the sequence was the next play to Burton where we scored.
The
I was upset about the call. That's all. Simple. That's it.
We got on Russell, but it looked like he yelled at Russell.
No, I was upset at the call.
If you're upset with the call, what were you yelling at Russell about?
Listen, what I talk with Russell about is none of your business.
Steve and I?
Yes.
Was it a bad look for Peyton to be ripping into Russell Wilson?
Hell no. Hell no. The only thing that I'm mad about is Sean Payton feeling the need to tell somebody it's none of your business. You know what? That's my player. I'm the head coach. I yell at who the hell I want to hell yell at. If they ain't getting the job done, if I got a problem with something that they've done, I mean, we ain't on the sideline trying to win PR contests. He's a head coach. Have we not seen Bill Belichick yell at people? Have we not seen Bill Parcells yell at people? Have we not seen Mike Shanahan get at people? Shannon Sharp, your former coach. What about John Harbaugh? What about Mike Tomlin? The list goes on and on. Damn it, if a player ain't doing what they supposed to be doing, the coach gets on you. That's coaching. I mean, listen. This is a Russell Wilson who, by the way, has been having a good year. But I literally saw some ignorant-ass people on social media talking about he just had a kid. So what? Congratulations. Wish you nothing but the greatest of health and all of that other stuff. But that don't have a damn thing to do about what you completing 56% of your passes against Detroit and y'all getting ramrodded and run out of the Motor City. They got one they have nothing to do with the other. Oh, so you know what? I got family issues. Oh, I got something to celebrate family-wise. So I get to come on TV and come on the air and bring all of that with me and then not do my job. No! That is nonsense. Sean Payton has been in the league for years. Been coaching over 15 years as head coach. He want to get in somebody's behind, so be it. He has every right to do it and don't have to explain a damn thing because I wanted to. That's what he should have said to the reporter.
If Russ had fumbled the football, if Russ had thrown an interception, I probably could agree with you, although I haven't seen a coach getting into it like this on the sideline with a quarterback of that caliber. But the offensive lineman lined up offside. How the hell is that Russ' fault? If Russ audible out of a play or something like that transpired, but I didn't handle being yelled at, period, let alone being yelled at publicly. So for me, Stephen A., I'm going to disagree with you because for me, he needs to offer some clarity because I'm sure the reporters are sitting there like, well, okay, if the offensive lineman lined up offside, how is that Russ's fault? Did Russ do something? Was it something that led up to that? Maybe there was a sequence deal that happened that we didn't see or that we don't know. But nah, I don't think in that situation Sean Payton was right to yell and undress basically Russ on the sideline like he did.
Shannon, I completely understand where you're coming from in regards to you not responding to it in that regard. This is totally okay with me. Usually I'm like, you never do it to a quarterback in public. This is December football. It's basically a playoff game for Denver. They weren't playing well offensively. It's a highly emotional moment. I don't think this is anything other than two elite competitors and certainly one at the head of the organization trying to gather the attention of the quarterback and maybe others. I mean, Shannon, you know this. Sometimes coaches yell at this person just because they know they can and they're really trying to yell at this person and or group. So,
yeah. But not the quarterback deal.
I've been yelled at before.
Well, let me say this, y'all.
Stop it.
Shannon, check this out, Shannon. Shannon, you okay. Don't know whether the offsides was
what he's yelling
a byproduct
about.
Of what Russell Wilson did. And that could have been what Sean Payton was upset about. Also, yeah. I saw no pushback from Russell Wilson. Zero.
That's not his personality, Stephen A. You remember when Bill O'Brien got in Tom Brady's face and was going right back at him? That's Tom's personality. That's not Russ's personality.
But wait a minute. I'm saying this. How do you know? Because he was playing for Pete Carroll before and then Nathaniel Hackett. And they certainly would never do that. So that's not their personality. So we don't know.
Right.
We don't know because Russell Wilson had never been exposed like that.
But I think the thing is, being knowing him the little bit that I do, I don't know him that well, and the little bit that I've been around him, Stephen A. That doesn't seem like his personality. He's the type of guy that, okay, I'm going to take the coaching, and if there's something that he said that I didn't like, I'll address that at a later date and time. But like I said, like you said now, I'm not privy to everything that was being said throughout the entirety of that drive. Maybe there was a call that Sean wanted Russ to get to that he didn't get to. Maybe there was a check that he wanted him to check that he didn't get to. Maybe he wanted him to quarterback sneak or run something else that he ran that led to that. So I'm not sure. And I think the reporter that asked him, like, okay, you're yelling at that. What was the sequence? Because we scored and the guy happened to line up offsides. If the guy lined up offsides, how the hell the offensive lineman, or how is the quarterback responsible for how the offensive line lined up?
But they were asking for, they weren't necessarily asking for what specific, in terms of a play breakdown to explain it. They were asking why you yelling at your quarterback. And he's like, you know, it's none of your business. It's none of your business why I'm doing it. Yeah. And he's absolutely right to say that. And keep in mind, Russell Wilson did spend last year being incredibly pacified. They did everything but put a bib on him.
But you know what, Stephen A? I know Stephen A. If he's in that locker room asking that question, he'd ask that same question because
You damn right I would have asked. I want to know the details.
And then you'd ask follow ups, lots of follow ups, provocative ones.
That's what I did with Giannis last week, and then you might give your take too on the Stephen A. Smith show.
Yeah, real provocative.
Let me tell you, Sean, what I think you should have done.
Yeah.
No, I would never do that.
Hey.
I would never do that.
Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. When you're on a business trip, you know what goes completely off the rails? Your workout routine. Especially when you book a hotel that doesn't have a gym. So what ends up happening is you do a few push-ups, sit-ups in your room, run around the block, or you just skip it entirely. Lame. If you just stay at La Quinta by Wyndham, you'll discover there's a fully equipped fitness center at every location. Now you can wake up, power your buys or tries the right way, or de-stress with a little cardio. The choice is yours. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
How about Baker Mayfield and the Red Hot Buccaneers? Dan, do I have to teach you everything? The former number one overall pick threw for 381 yards, four touchdowns, and posted a perfect passer rating in a big victory at Lambeau against the Packers. Sunday began with a virtual three-way tie atop the NFC South with the Bucs, Saints, and Falcons. Now, after its third straight win, Tampa has now become a clear favorite to win the division. Tampa's a great little city, by the way. That's a good place to have,
Tampa's a great city.
Yeah. Dan, are you impressed Baker Mayfield has the Bucs in first place of the NFC South?
I'm impressed, not surprised. Mm-hmm. I've always been a Baker guy. I've always thought that Baker was a good player and that he had a lot of people who said unnecessary things or judgment about his game. A lot of people say, like, oh, Dan, you're this quarterback apologist. All you do is try to prop up mediocre quarterbacks. No, I don't. Just try to tell it what it is. I try to tell it what it is. Baker Mayfield's a good player.
Bro.
Shannon, he's a good player.
Look at the quarterback.
He went into Lambeau.
Yes.
And did something that
Aaron Rodgers has done.
Have a perfect passer rating.
That's not what Molly asked. Molly asked, were you surprised that he has this team in front of the NFC South? When you look at Desmond Ritter, when you look at Bryce Young and Derek Carr. Really? Desmond Ritter, Bryce Young behind them.
You thought Tampa Bay was going to be in there over New Orleans?
When we thought about New Orleans, we thought about their defense. We didn't think much about Derek Carr, who's been in the league for 9 years and doesn't have a playoff victory. Stop. Okay, that's number one. Number two, stop acting like we're making stuff up about what we've seen from Baker Mayfield. We never called him a scrub, but the former number one overall pick, okay, has not measured up. That is a fact, okay? That is a fact. And so
Baker Mayfield's going to go to the playoffs too the last 3 years?
Excuse me. They beat Pittsburgh a couple of years ago. That was a really good season on his part.
Yes, sir.
Outside of that, how has Baker Mayfield looked in his career?
Stephen A., he was in Carolina, who obviously is
That's not what you just said about Bryce Young. Where's Bryce Young at? So Carolina's not that good?
They're in a bad situation.
Oh, I just said Bryce Young is in Carolina. And you were like, oh, Baker.
I said New Orleans, Shannon. You unequivocally really? Thought Tampa Bay? No. First of all, he was in Cleveland. After the playoff year, he was playing awesome, then hurt the shoulder. Okay, the shoulder was a huge part of that season. Cleveland moves on. Then he goes to, I believe, Carolina. Carolina's in not a good situation right now. Goes to the Rams, plays some good football for the Rams. Not great, but good football. Here's the point. Everyone says that Baker Mayfield stinks. No, he doesn't. He's a good player. Highs and lows. But we talk about Baker Mayfield. We can't sit here and say, well, if Brock Purdy was the number three pick, he would be this guy that we rave about.
Well, let me ask
and
you
then
this.
Always talk about Baker as the number one pick context.
Let me ask you this. Has Baker Mayfield, as the number one overall pick, a franchise, supposedly franchise-building quarterback, been everything you thought he would be? It's a simple yes or a simple no.
Yes.
He's everything you thought he would be? You done lost your mind.
How, guys?
Oh my God.
How? Take last year out of the equation because he's playing on two different organizations.
Why? Why is he playing on two different organizations?
Because the Cleveland Browns decided to go chase Deshaun.
Let me ask you a question. That's not what San Diego did. That's not what the Chargers did. That's not what Cincinnati did. When you got great quarterbacks, do you go look for another quarterback if he's what you said he is?
So a guy that I think two in the last 3 years, maybe two in the last four, he's going to have probably close to 30 touchdowns and 8 or 10 interceptions. Isn't a good player? Maybe he's not, in your guys' eyes, number one pick, but how many are? Like, how many guys
are taking that? But that's what he was. I'm basing it on what he was. That's what you do.
We can't do this. We can't couch conversations with, well, he was the first pick. He was the first pick to an organization that was devoid of success, took them to the playoffs, and then they decided to move on from him.
Ain't no, they decided.
Shannon, so let,
in 2020,
his shoulder
in
up.
In 2020, when the man went 11-5,
right?
It is the only winning season he's ever had as a quarterback.
It was his second year in the NFL.
It was his third.
Okay, third.
But he was the only time he's ever had a winning season. So, we're not saying the man's a scrub. We're not saying that. But what we're trying to say, Dan Orlovsky, is you sitting up here and trying to come to his defense like, oh, my God.
He was wrong.
Impressive.
What's not impressive about him?
He was impressive yesterday.
He was impressive. Very impressive. But what about, hold on, what about
the expectations? Hold up, Shannon. What were the expectations for Baker Mayfield when he came into this league?
To change the Cleveland Browns franchise, because that's what happens with the number one pick.
Did he do that?
For a short period of time, yes.
No, he did not. He was the same pick as Joe Burrow. So has Joe Burrow changed the culture and the visibility of the Cincinnati Bengals?
Yes.
It's a simple yes or a simple no.
Yes.
What Baker Mayfield was supposed to do.
About life. If it isn't a hell yes, it's a no.
Cincinnati had gone to the playoffs for multiple years with Andy Dalton previous to Joe Burrow.
I got to go.
When?
I was waiting for you to stick the landing.
Joe Burrow had been out of there.
Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Have you ridden an electric bike yet? Well, you need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to more exploring time outside on their bikes. So they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range for up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome. So you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting lectricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
I'm going to leave you alone from that. But it's just a reminder of what the big bullies, the Dallas Cowboys, are. When you're going up against inferior competition, you show up and you show out. And you win a tough game, here it is.
But every now and then, there's elements and increments that are dropped to show you who you are and what you're going to be when it really, really counts. How about them Cowboys?
Well, 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 Southern Steve.
How?
What are your final thoughts for Cowboys Nation?
Well, I reckon as I sit here right now, wondering about these Cowboy fans out there and the level of misery that has infiltrated their lives over the last 12 hours or so, I imagine the level of misery is kicking in. Because as Christmas approaches, right on schedule with the holiday season, here they are again with trepidation and apprehension in their hearts. And that is what soothes me as a Cowboy fan troll. I don't mind at all.
Can I just say one thing really quick? Sad state in New York football. Between the Giants and the Jets, I mean, it's just depressing.
At least you got DeVito's agent.
Yeah. Paisan. What?
It's an offer.
What'd you say?
You can't refuse.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.